memories. Jim Clyman was a restless young man. In 1823, he joined William Ashley's outfit and went off to trap beaver in the Rocky Mountains. The following summer, Clyman became separated from his fellow trappers. He turned eastward, subsisting on buffalo until he ran out of ammunition. One time he was forced to run down a badger and club it to death with a bone. A few days later, he was captured by natives. When one of them made slashing motions with a knife, Clyman tore open his shirt and bared his chest. This display of courage impressed the natives, and they released him. For 80 days, Clyman wandered more than 600 miles in the barren plains. He described that last day, writing in his journal,
"I walked for some time with my head down. When raising my eyes, with great surprise, I saw the Stars and Stripes waving over Fort Atkinson. I swooned immediately. How long I lay there, I do not know. The Stars and Stripes came so unexpectedly that I was completely overcome. I sat there contemplating the scene. I made several attempts to rise, but as often fell back for the want of strength to stand. After some minutes, I began to breathe easier. But certainly no man ever enjoyed the sight of our flag better than I did. I walked on down to the fort."
Clyman remained a free trapper and was often in the company of other famous mountain men like Jed Smith, Jim Bridger, and Broken Hand Fitzpatrick. He died near Napa, California, at the age of 90.